Chapter 1. Trust in Radical Truth and Radical Transparency. Understanding what is true is essential for success, and being radically transparent about everything, including mistakes and weaknesses, helps create the understanding that leads to improvements. That's not just a theory. We have put this into practice at Bridgewater for over 40 years, so we know how it works. But like most things in life, being radically truthful and transparent has cons as well as pros, which I will describe as accurately as possible in this chapter. Being radically truthful and transparent with your colleagues and expecting your colleagues to be the same with you ensures that important issues are apparent instead of hidden. It also enforces good behavior and good thinking, because when you have to explain yourself, everyone can openly assess the merits of your logic. If you're handling things well, radical transparency will make that clear, and if you're handling things badly, radical transparency will make that clear as well. So it helps to maintain high standards. Radical truth and radical transparency are fundamental to having a real idea meritocracy. The more people can see what is happening, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the more effective they are at deciding the appropriate ways of handling things. This approach is also invaluable for training. Learning is compounded and accelerated when everyone has the opportunity to hear what everyone else is thinking. As a leader, you will get the feedback essential for your learning and for the continual improvement of the organization's decision-making rules. And seeing firsthand what's happening and why builds trust and allows people to make the independent assessments of the evidence that a functioning idea meritocracy requires. Adapting to radical truth and radical transparency. It takes getting used to. Virtually everyone who joins Bridgewater believes intellectually that radical truth and radical transparency are what they want because, after careful thought, that's what they signed up for. Yet most find it difficult to adjust to it because they struggle with the two U's, as explained in the chapter, Understand That People Are Wired Very Differently. While their upper-level U's understand the benefits of it, their lower-level U's tend to react with a fight-or-flight response. Adapting typically takes about 18 months, though it varies from individual to individual, and there are those who never successfully adapt to it. Some people tell me it's inconsistent with human nature to operate this way, that people need to be protected from harsh truths, and that such a system could never work in practice. Our experience and our success have proven that wrong. While it's true that our way of being is not what most people are used to, that doesn't make it unnatural. Any more than the hard physical exercise athletes and soldiers do is unnatural. It is a fundamental law of nature that you get stronger only by doing difficult things. While our idea meritocracy is not for everyone, for those who do adapt to it, which is about 2/3 of those who try it, it is so liberating and effective that it's hard for them to imagine any other way to be. What most people like best is knowing there is no spin. Radical truth and transparency in practice. To give you an idea of what radical truth and transparency look like, I'll share a difficult situation we faced a few years ago when our management committee began thinking about reorganizing our back office. Our back office provides the services we need to support our trading in the markets, including trade confirmations, settlements, record maintenance, and accounting. We had built this team up over many years, and it was full of hard-working, close-knit employees who were part of our extended family. But at the time, we were seeing a need for new capacities that would stretch us beyond what we could do in-house. This led our COO, Eileen Murray, to devise an innovative strategy for spinning off this team and having them incorporated into a tailor-made group within the Bank of New York Mellon. It was just an exploratory conversation at first. We had no idea whether we would pursue it, how we would pursue it, or what that would ultimately mean for the members of our back office team. Put yourself in the shoes of the management committee. When would you tell the back office team that you were thinking of spinning off their group into another company? Would you wait until the picture was clear? In most organizations, this kind of strategic decision would typically be kept under wraps until it was a done deal, because bosses generally think it's bad to create uncertainty among employees. We believe the opposite, but the only responsible way to operate is truthfully and transparently. so that people know what's really going on and can help us sort through any issues that arise. In this case, Eileen led a town hall meeting with the back office team right away. In the way typical of leaders at Bridgewater, she explained that there was a lot she didn't know, and there were a lot of questions that she wouldn't be able to answer. This was the harsh reality at that moment, and while it did create uncertainty, had she followed the more traditional approach of being less open, the inevitable rumors and speculation would have made things much worse. Though the group ultimately did get spun off, we continue to have wonderful relationships with the people in it. Not only did they cooperate fully throughout the transition, they still come to our Christmas and 4th of July parties and remain a part of our extended family. Today, we have an award-winning back office because of the innovative things this change allowed us to do. Most importantly, since we were operating openly even while we hadn't figured things out, the back office team had their confidence in our truthfulness and consideration for them reinforced, and they returned it in kind. For me, not telling people what's really going on so as to protect them from the worries of life is like letting your kids grow into adulthood believing in the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus. While concealing the truth might make people happier in the short run, it won't make them smarter or more trusting in the long run. It's a real asset that people know they can trust what we say. For that reason, I believe it's almost always better to shoot straight, even when you don't have all the answers or when there's bad news to convey. As Winston Churchill said, there is no worse course in leadership than to hold out false hopes soon to be swept away. People need to face harsh and uncertain realities if they are going to learn how to deal with them, and you'll learn a lot about the people around you by seeing how well they do.